This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 730. I have so much on my plate. How to say that you're busy in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, Fernando asks us how to say that we're busy, both when we talk to our friends and when we talk to our colleagues at work. Find out how to do it today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, did you have a busy week last week?
Oh, yeah. It's been a busy couple weeks. And on top of it, I was sick. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. All good things. How about you?
Yeah, really good. Let's see. I just started a Tai Chi class. So I'm taking Tai Chi now.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty fun and funny at the same time. So I don't know. It's very slow moving. It's one of those practices that helps you get rooted in your body, which I like.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. I feel like in our culture, in our busy lives, it's so easy to get to start spinning in our heads, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because
definitely.
Because we're online all the time. It's just so heady sometimes. I just want to be more in my body sometimes. So practices like that, yoga, meditation really help me a lot.
So,
yeah.
I like it.
You like it? Good. Yes. Guys, I want to remind you before we get started that if you want to save 50% on the price of the transcripts, you want to subscribe to get future transcripts. They get delivered to your inbox every Monday. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. So, Michelle, in the past, we've talked about being busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what have we said in other episodes about how, like, Americans being busy? What have we talked about?
Yeah, that, you know, in the U.S., it's almost, like, cool to say you're busy.
Exactly. But, yeah. But today, we're actually going to be talking more specifically about how to say that you are busy, if you decide you want to say that. We haven't done an episode yet on just how to, just kind of in a factual way, just state that you have a lot going on in your life, okay?
And this, okay.
Yeah, so this is a good one. We're filling in a gap here. So, we're taking a question from Fernando today. Michelle, could you read the question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, hello, Lindsay. Now talking about business related topic. Recently, yes. I had two situations. One of them was number one. Ultimately, lately, I have the busiest days on earth. What are the natural sentences to express that? So, I guess there's not a second one that we're doing right now.
Yeah, not today. Another day. I've saved the other one for a different day.
Well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Because, thank you, Fernando. Good question.
Exactly. It's a good question. And actually, I changed his question and wrote lately.
See.
Because why? Ding, ding, ding. We have a warning today. What do we want to say about the word? We're not talking about ultimately today, but we're going to make a quick note before we answer his question. What is wrong with saying ultimately in that sentence?
So ultimately, so that's a direct translation from Portuguese.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, because, yeah, in Spanish, what is it, Lindsay?
Yeah, we say últimamente. As far as I know, that means lately. And I'm assuming, okay. I'm assuming it's a similar word in Portuguese. But I could be wrong. You can write to me, guys, and tell us if we're wrong here. So what should we be careful of here, Michelle?
So be careful, because in English, the word ultimately is different. So mm-hmm. it means finally, or in the end, or the most important thing, right? So for example, you have a lot of places you could live, and everyone has their own two cents that they want to share. But ultimately, you need to make the decision for yourself.
Exactly. So it doesn't mean lately. Okay. It's a completely right. different meaning. It's actually kind of not the opposite, but it's very different. So this is just a warning against the temptation, especially if you speak Portuguese, Spanish, French, Italian, the temptation to just take a word, it sounds like it could work in English, and just stick it in there. Sometimes we right. can do that, but many times we can't, and we get stuck and we get in trouble. Okay.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's answer Fernando's question.
Okay, Michelle, so let's go. Let's go ahead and do it. So we've done a lot of episodes on talking about the fact that everyone in the U.S. is so busy. You guys could check out episode 290, right? And that one was Get Off the Hamster Wheel, the Epidemic of Busy right. in the United States.
Right, I remember that one.
Do you remember that one? And then we talked about another one. What was the other one we did, Michelle?
We've also talked about how common it is to say that you're busy, even if you're maybe not so busy, because it creates social and financial status, like the illusion of success. And that was 677.
Yeah. And I'll leave the links, guys, in the blog post for this episode to those ones. But you can also come back to allearsenglish.com, type in the search bar those episode numbers. Or in your iTunes, nice. You can also type those in. So you can get those right away. But before you go ahead and you learn how to say that you're busy, maybe you want to ask yourself, are you actually busy? Right? Because I find it annoying. I find it annoying that everyone always says, I'm so busy, even when they're not. I mean, how do you feel about that, Michelle?
Yeah, well, I think also sometimes it's people get overwhelmed, you know, easily. Mm-hmm. And so maybe to them, they're honestly very mm-hmm. busy. Maybe, you know, it's all relative. So, you know, somebody could honestly feel that they're busy and say it. It depends. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's all relative for sure. You're busy might not be the same as someone else's busy.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, I wonder if in a place like Brazil, because Fernando here is from Brazil, I believe, if it's a similar thing, like if everyone's running around saying that they're busy, and if busy signifies a higher cultural status, or, you know, I think probably as economies start to grow, that's the kind of the culture that starts to build around the economy, I'm guessing, you know, you could see that from the U.S. But okay, anyways, for today, let's assume that Fernando is actually busy and he wants to say that he's busy. So let's give him some easy ways to say that. So, Okay. So these phrases are about what, Michelle? Are these just about work, or are they general?
No, these are about like your life in general. So it could be family life or work life or other things, right? So if you want specific ones for the office, we're going to give you a few at the end. So listen up.
Exactly. But these are more just like if you run into someone on the street and they ask you about your life. Okay. So it's not specifically about any one aspect of life. So what's the first one, Michelle? Guys, you want real English, but did you know that many online courses, even though they say that they teach you real English, they actually just hire voice actors and give them a script? In our new course featuring the Bridge to Connection method, you'll witness interviews that I did with Americans around the U.S. on my 12,000-mile journey. You'll use these interviews to build solid listening confidence. Get on our VIP list at allearsenglish.com/adventure and get your first lesson for free. allearsenglish.com/adventure. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
First one is I have so much going on lately. I've got a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
Or you could say, I have had so much going on lately, or these days.
Yeah.
I've got a lot going on, right? I have had. Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. So there are a lot of ways we can play around with the grammar here, whether we want to say the present perfect or just the present. These are all fine, guys. Don't get stressed out about that, okay? The point is you're saying so much going on, to have a lot going on, have so much going on. Do you use this one, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. I find it really common. Yeah. What's the next one?
The next one is, things are crazy. I have so much to do.
Okay, good, good. And the next one, I've been crazy busy lately. This one drives me nuts because it's kind of a cliche. And I don't know, I find it really obnoxious.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. But yeah, I hear it. Crazy busy. I'm crazy busy. Yeah, it's funny. Mm-hmm. I like this one. I'm all over the place these days. but there's a warning, right? So like that, I actually like that one, but you should be careful because it might make you sound like you don't have control. Like, and this might not be professional. So you probably wouldn't want to say, if your boss says, how's everything going? And you say, I'm all over the place these days.
Yeah.
They might kind of question how you handle stress. Right.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, just be careful. That might be like a fun thing to say with friends, like, oh, I'm all over the place. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You're right. Exactly. Right. If you run into your boss in the hallway at work and he knows you have 5 projects on your plate and you say, I'm all over the place, I, the boss would probably worry. Are those projects going to get done? Right. So we want to be tactful about where we're using these phrases.
Exactly.
Okay. And another good one. I bet you know this one too, Michelle.
Okay, the next one is, things have been insane.
Yeah, common?
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely common.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the last one because I just alluded to this one earlier, but we would say, I have a lot on my plate, right? I have a lot on my plate these days.
Right, I have a lot on my plate. I like that one.
I love that one. It's kind of an idiom, and it's creative. If you guys, you know, especially if you're taking the IELTS exam, if an opportunity were to come up where you're talking about how busy you are for based on a question, this would be great to use because I guarantee you other students, other candidates are not going to use it. And that's what gets you that 7 when you use phrases that are natural and that other candidates do not use. So keep that in mind. Write that down and go over, subscribe to IELTS Energy if you are taking the IELTS. Okay. So Michelle, let's go into the ones that are more work specific.
Okay, nice. All right. So the ones that are more work specific. So the first one is, I'm just swimming in work these days.
Right. Just swim in. There's another one that I have heard a lot in ESL textbooks, but I never use, which is to be snowed under. I think that's right. Snowed under. Is that right? Snowed under?
Snowed under?
No, maybe that's not it. Maybe there was another one.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know that one, but.
Anyways, forget about that. All right. I like this one. I like this one. I'm just swimming in work these days.
Yeah, this one sounds funny to me. I don't know why, but if you hear it, then I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I think you could definitely use it. I'm swimming in tasks, like kind of like language that paints a picture, a little bit creative, kind of fun. Yeah. Another one, I have so many odds and ends to take care of. Okay.
Yeah.
So many odds. So this is more related to tasks at work. Like, let's say you're in the break room at work and you're talking to a colleague, right? This is more about work, right? You're at your tasks, the things you need to do. I have so many bits and pieces, so many odds and ends to take care of.
Right. That's good.
How about the next one?
The next one is, we've been spread pretty thin these days with so many assignments.
Yeah. What do you think about that one?
I mean, it's very, very specific, but, it's good. I like spread thin.
Yeah.
Saying that you don't have a lot of time for any one assignment.
Exactly. So you're all over the place and you have too many things to do. So those are great ones for the office for Fernando. If you were asking about business phrases specifically for the office, then write those ones down. Okay. So now, Michelle, let's zoom out. And we're two friends again. We're not at work, but we are talking about our work lives. And that's a difference, right? We're just friends that are talking about our careers. Okay?
Correct. Okay, let's give it a go.
So, Michelle, give me the update. What's been going on?
Well, Lindsay, I have had so much going on lately. Things have been insane.
I know. Things have been crazy busy for me lately, too. Well, give me the highlights. How was that conference last week?
Oh, it went well, but I was lucky because I was spread so thin with all of the other work I had to do that I had no time to prepare.
Tell me about it. I have a lot on my plate, too. I'm lucky I could even finish these episodes for today. Yeah, I love that. Okay, cool. So what do we use here in this conversation, Michelle?
Okay. All right. So I said, oh, I have had so much going on lately. Things have been insane.
Yeah. And then the next one, things have been crazy busy for me lately, too, right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said I was spread so thin with all of that other work I had to do.
Yeah. And then I want to add a bonus phrase before we go into the last one. I said, tell me about it. I like that one.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, tell me more.
Yeah. Or in my mind, it also means I understand.
Like, yeah. Right. Sorry. Yeah. That's how you were using it. Yeah. Oh, I get it. I know. Like, I connect with you.
Yeah. Actually, this phrase can be used in two ways. And the first way is the one that Michelle had said. It could mean, oh, you know, I could say like, oh, I went skiing last weekend. Oh, tell me about it. Right. Tell me about the skiing. Or, oh, I'm so exhausted. Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay. It means I understand and me too. So that's really an interesting phrase, guys, that you can play around with in the literal sense or kind of in the way of sympathizing with someone. I love that. Cool. Okay. What's the last one, Michelle, that we used?
The last one you said, I have a lot on my plate too.
Okay, awesome. So these are really nice. I feel like this is a pretty typical conversation. And you know, it's a common topic of conversation, right? As we've talked about in other episodes.
Right, definitely. It's a good one.
Yeah. Any final words of wisdom, Michelle? Anything we want to say at the end today?
Before you use these phrases, think about it. Are you really busy? So a lot of people are really busy, but sometimes you're not so busy. So if you're not so busy, you shouldn't feel bad if you're not busy. You don't have to say that you're busy just because everybody else is saying it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my opinion. Those are just my thoughts there. And, you know, our thoughts, is if you agree with that, Michelle, I'm not sure if you agree, but like, essentially, I just feel like I never hear anyone say, no, not so busy, not much going on. You know what I mean? And it's so funny because, you know, there are definitely times when we're not that busy, but we don't say it.
Right.
It's almost like there's a cultural no-no to not talk about when we're not busy. Like, it's bad to not be busy.
I agree. But yeah, I don't think... Yeah, I think instead of saying, like, I don't think anyone would ever just say, oh, no, I'm not busy right now. Oh, how are things with you? No, I'm not busy. Like, you would probably just say things are good. Like, you know, you don't have to, like, specifically say, oh, I'm not busy. You just don't have to mention being busy.
Yeah, that's true, too. So now you guys have
I'm not busy. I'm Michelle, and I'm not busy. No, like, you don't need-
I'm Michelle and I have nothing going on.
And I'm just hanging out on the couch. No, you don't have to go out of your way to say that, but you just, you know, keep it neutral. I don't know. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. So guys, remember, go ahead on over, subscribe to the transcript. If you want to save a lot of money, save 50% on the price. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and we will be back tomorrow. Michelle, thanks for hanging out.
Hey.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.